Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries for $2.99 each when you buy three. Take advantage of this exclusive digital deal. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast Untrimmed Twin Pack, $3.97 per pound, limit one package. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass is facing criticism for her whereabouts as the L.A. fires broke out. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Matier. And Phil, Bass wasn't in Los Angeles. She wasn't even in the country at the time.
No, and it's one of those political situations that you never want to find yourself in. She was really at the wrong place at the wrong time and projecting the wrong image. You know, she was in Ghana. She was on a presidential junket to swear in the new president of that African nation. And she took off when there were warnings that this could be a disaster. And she actually, when she touched down, it turned into one. And there are now pictures from her own office floating around showing her chatting it up at a reception at the embassy when, you know, L.A. was burning. What they don't show is that she was on the phone most of the time in a back room trying to get a handle on the situation, and that she took a flight immediately back to the United States on a military aircraft to get to Los Angeles. But like famous other blunders by leaders, whether it's George Bush flying over Katrina and not looking engaged at all, or Gavin Newsom at the French Laundry, or Oakland Mayor Sheng Tao when she dropped the ball on getting this city aid from the state on its most pressing problem, public safety. The impression's been made, and erasing it is going to be really tough.
How can she regain control of the narrative? I mean, she really is the target of all this outrage, the scapegoat, if you will, because she's the woman in charge.
Right. And, you know, part of that is, you know, the way we deal with things in a society and media, we look for a hero and we look for a scapegoat when something like this happens. And she walked right into the role. Margie, it's very tough for her to turn it around. I've been covering Karen Bass for years, ever since she was in the state assembly. She's a former physician's aide, a social worker, a community activist. As a legislator, she was known as somebody that got people together and worked things out. She wasn't a hard charger. She was seen more as a smoother, somebody that took out the edges on things and made things work that way, get along. Her opponent in the Los Angeles mayor's race, which she barely won, is a hard charger, Rick Caruso. He is a developer in Los Angeles, complete opposite personality. But Los Angeles and the Democratic Party went with her as somebody who could deal with the most pressing problem in Los Angeles at the time, which was homelessness, which we know takes a lot of community consensus. Is she built for this? No. She's a very mild-mannered person, and at press conferences, and sometimes she almost appears invisible. You know, ceding the spotlight to Gavin Newsom or the fire chief. And it didn't help that the fire chief also criticized cuts in the department. So she's in a really tough situation, and you don't want to be that bumper sticker, but that's what she is right now. And it's going to be interesting to see how she goes forward from getting these fires out and then the big task of rebuilding as well.
All right, Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Matier, who will be back this afternoon at 5:50.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.